on that. Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, the third line from the top of the Amid. Sotze Gemara, this is part of the Baraisa. Nemon Dayin Loima Lozen Zikisi Olozen Chiyavti. But a Dayin is Nemon to say how he had paskit. Amed Dvorim Amurim, Shebalei Dinim Oimdim Lefono. The Balei Dinim are still Oimdim Lefono, so then he's Nemon. Amol Ein Balei Dinim Oimdim Lefono, Ein Ein Nemon. They left him, he's not Nemon anymore. Let us just mention, the Ran says, on the previous Gemara, the Ran is on Daf, Lamed Aleph, Bedaf Eorif, and the Ran is in the Dibra Maschel, Neman Balmekach, and it is by the brackets, by the Ois Vov of the Bach. Kishem Sheminu Chaya, Bibnei Sheberoi Vapomim, Yevsher Balavochi. They believe the Chaya, not Mikeradin, but they believe the Chaya because Roi Pomim, we can never be Mevarer, the Yechusim of the children. Veminu gam kein dayin bizman shebaledinim oimdim lefono. Avo gav deleko migu, the dayin doesn't have a migu, mishum dezimnin tuve deleke sad. Because many times it's also, we can't be mevare, there are no edis that could be meyed what the psak was. So memele, they gave the monis, just like they gave the monis to a chaya, they gave the monis to a dai. And then the monis was, tafkeg shebaledinim oimdim lefono, avolein baledinim oimdim lefono, veinenem. Now let us see Rashi. Bizman shebaledinim oimdim lefono, romye olei lemitka. So it's still mutal olov to remember the psak. Sha'adayin lo yotzu misham, mishagom ruas dino. They did not leave yet. There was a gemar din already, but they're still in Bezen. Va'oimar, and the dayin will tell them, ish ploini zakai, ish ploini chai. Sha'ain bali dinam oimdum lefonov, su leirom yalei lemitka. But after they left Bezdin already, then Aimdim Lefono, so then he's not responsible to remember what the psak was. If he's not responsible, he's not reliable. Poshet Pshat and Rashi is, L'chayre, we can assume that Rashi held like the Ran, that in the monis of a dayin was a takona de Rabbonim, but they only gave him an amonis when I could be assured that he's really fresh in the inyan. And what he says, he remembers clearly. After ein balidinim oimdim lefono, leirom ye olei lemitka, it's not mutal olov to remember the psak, so it's not mutal olov. So Chazal didn't give him an amonis that he should be nemon to be mevara because his memory is not too accurate. So they didn't give him an amonis. Now, from Rashi it would seem, but kozman the balei dinim ha'imdim lefonim. Now we're speaking about, there was already a gemar din. There was a gemar din and he said, ploini is chayiv and ploini is potter. They're still ha'imdim lefonim. And Rashi says, "Romya olei lemitka." He's mechuyim to remember. That means in 10 minutes they're going to come over to him. What did you say? And so it seems that Ayala Sashacha asks, and Rashi doesn't seem where Rashi got this. That it's Romya olei lemitka. He told him a psak, a guten tog. I told you this one is chayiv, this one is potter. Guten Tag, next case. But it seems, kol zman der oimdim lefonov, he still has to remember. Va'oimach, he still has to remember that they're still here, they didn't leave yet, so there could be misunderstandings in what he said, differences of opinion. So he's mechuyev, and that's how it seems from Rashi, he's mechuyev to remember. If they'll ask him over again, he's mechuyev to remember the psak. It's not over and done with. So therefore, since he's mechuyev to remember the psak, so memele, we assume Itakit does remember the psak, and he has an emonis, kozman shoimdim lefonov. But, mishayotsumi lefonov, then it's not mutal olof to remember the psak anymore. So memele, he doesn't remember, there's no lachas, there's no pressure on him to remember the psak. So he's not so accurate to remember his zikaron. I can rely on his zikaron to remember the psak. So they never gave him a nemonis. So he's not nemon. The monis is only kshayim dem lefon. The next is chuse man nokat. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Let us see, you say that the dayan is nemon. When the dayan gave a psak, so there was a, he wrote out a psak, he wrote out your chayiv, your potter, I mean, he wrote out the psak and your zakai. So let us see what it says on the psak that was written. So the Ritva says that the Gemara's kasha is on the reisha. Lama lo nemo nusay shel dayin. We just mentioned before the Ran says they gave him a special nemonus. And nemonus mit rabon. I mean, at first he's not nemon, he's an eidechot. They gave him a nemonus, he says this was the psak, we believe him. So the Ritva says, lama lo nemo nusay shel dayin. Next is chusav and ismachalot. Let's see what was written when he gave the psak. Mistam Zicha wrote out Pliny Zakai. So why do we need his nemonis? Let's see the psak, and we are guaranteed we'll know what the psak was. So the Gemara says, "Loitzricha de kriya zechusai." It is speaking about that the zechus is torn. That ledavoni, I don't understand if we will assume that the Ritva and the Ran are the same shita. And the Ritva says, "Klo." The Gemara's kasha was, why did we give him an amonis? Why did we give the Dain an amonis? Let's see the Psak. And the Ran says, it's an amonis to Rabbono. I mean, but the Ran explains, because not all the time is there Edom there, so we have to give him an amonis. So the Gemara asked a pertinent question, why do you have to give him an amonis? There's a Psak. A Psak was written. Samo says the Psak was torn. So how often does this occur that the Psak gets torn? The Ran said Chazal went back to give the Dain an amonis because usually there's no Edom there. The Ran is medame achaye adayin, just like by achaye, no one is this. So how will we ever know the yichas of the child? So Chazal gave an amonis. There's no usually by a din tayr. There's no two Edom there. So how will we know what the psak was? He gave the Dain an amonis. But now the Gemara asked a pertinent question. I mean, you need the nemonis of the dayan. There's a psak. He gave over. That's a normal procedure. When he paskins, he gives over talkaponim, the one that's zakai, that's a zakai. Next is chusav and ismachalot. So the Gemara says it's torn. Fine. So because of such a remote case, usually if a person has a psak that he wanted in Torah, he's careful with the psak. Good, it got torn, akasha b'maisa. But because of such a remote case, Chazal had to be misakin, the dying is an amonis. Basically. About kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, the kri is a chusai, so we can't be mevare how the psak was, because it's torn. Frech the Gemara, v'neder v'nidai din, v'nidai nimo. So the Gemara says, why did he give him an amonis, what the psak was? Let's make over that the psak is torn. So we don't know how the psak was. We have here a difference of opinion between the two Baalei Dvorim. Reuven says, I want it in Tayr. Shimon says, I want it in Tayr. There's a whole shakla batay over here. So why do we have to give the dain and amonis l'chayre v'nedom ni dain idu? So l'chayre, the kasha is on the reishim. He says, Nemon, the dain is Nemon. To say what the psak was, they gave him an amonis. Why were we masakin such an amonis, which is not api teira iskalten, only midarabon on him knew. Let's, if there is a difference of opinion what the psak was, and we can't be mevarer this, so let's make over the din teira. So, why did they make this takon? So the Gemara says, b'shuda the dain. Speaking about a psak of Shuda the Daini. And we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos, this psak, we can't make over the Din Torah Nachama. Now let us see Rashi. The next is Chus Amanoka, Piyadez Mem Psak Din Shal Chus. So we'll know who won the Din Torah. The Neda of Nidai Nino. Lomali kula hai lemeimer einei nemon malonu vlemunosoi nehedahu atzmoi ay achavi yudoimam lefi tanoiso. Now the way Rashi says by us, so this kash is a kash on the safe, not on the reish. We mentioned before the ritus of the kash is on the reish. Why did he give him an emonis? Let's make over the din Torah. Why do you have to bend over backwards? You're giving an amonis to a person who, when you saw, does not nema min atayr. Let's make over the din Torah. There's a difference of opinion. We have no way to be mevaro what the psak was. Let's make over the din Torah. Now Rashi says, lomo li kule hai lemeimer einei nema. So Rashi seems to be saying the kash is on the sefer. Why did you say einei nema? If it's Einayim Dim Lefono, Malonu Vulemu Nosai, Nehedu Huatz Mayach V'yedayinu. So L'chayr, I had a kash, and then I saw that the Magi and the Ritva has the kash. I mean, what's the kash? Lomo Li Kulay L'may Meini Nemon. If it be Nemon, so the kash doesn't begin. If they gave the Nemonus of Adayim, Vein Befono Ben Shalai Befono, so finished, so he's Nemon. So there's no kash, so let's make over the Din Torah. He's Nemo. So we don't have to make over the Din Torah. Again, since we say, Ein Oim Dem Lefonov, he's not Nemo, because we can't rely on his memory, by Ein Oim Dem Lefonov, Lemit Kikolak. No, I say, so I have to make over the Din Torah, but there's a kasha. Why I said Ein Oim Nemo? Sure, if it would have been Nemo, so I'd believe him and finish. I don't have to make over the Din Torah. So the Magi and the Ritva brings down that others say that Rashi is a Grais. And I think the Grais is as follows. The word Einoi, Rashi also is like the Ritva. The Kashi is on the Reisha. So I think the word Einoi is a Grais. Lomali kulai lameimon nemon. That's not the Kashi. Why do you have to say he's nemon? You have to give him an amonis, malonu v'lemono, say, why do we need his amonis? Nehederu atzmo yayache v'yedoinam lefitanoisam. That means if we're saying it's talking as an amonis tarabono, so if there's a shaila now, what the psak was, so let's make over the psak. What's the problem? Let's make over the din Torah. So the Gemara answers, we're speaking about b'shuda the dining. B'din, she'enei toli b'tam. This is not a din, that there is a tam, there's a mahalach, why the dayan paskin like this. Ela hakoil bepiv shel dayan. The din depends on what the dayan decides. Kehi diksubit, Rashi brings a gemara in ksubit. The omar nichsei letuvit. A person wrote a shtar, or a man schrieb mir, nicht sei Letubia. I'm giving all my nechosim to Tubia. No, fine. Then there's a man, schrieb mir, a person died. But also, schnei Tubia, two Tubias come. He said, nicht lo Tubia. Oh, each one stays Tubia. Schnei im Kreivim, schnei im Schreinim. Now we're in a predicament. This person said, nicht sei Letubia. Which Tubia did he mean? Vamrinen shudde de dain. So the dain will be machia, which to be a man. Lemi she yisnade leiv hadayin loina. Who the dain will decide. Nire li she ze hoya rogel etzla yoisa. Lozen osa. That means the dain is going to make his decision not based on the Shulchan Aruch. There's no Mechaber, there's no Remor, there's no Shachan Taz. There's a Nirali, there's a feeling that the Leiv of the Dayan has, where Rashi said before, the Mishi is Nadev Leiv HaDayan Loina. The Dayan feels that from these two Tuvias, he was closer to Tuvia Aleph more than Tuvia Beis. So, given Sheposakeh. So there's such a psak. So we see in the Gemara in Sukkot. There are certain din Torahs which we do not have a Shulchan Aruch that can pass them these din Torahs. But we have guidelines. So what do we do in such a din Torah? So this din Torah is put into the lap of the Dayan. And the Dayan decides, according to his Shikul HaDaas, Mestome, which Tuvia did he mean? And that's a psak. And the Dayan says, after studying the situation, and he comes to a conclusion, he feels that he was closer to Tuvia Aleph more than Tuvia Beis. So Memela, so then the psak is, it belongs to Tuvia Aleph. Vekiven Sheposakein. And after he paskins like this, this is a psak, this is a din. This is a din that the achro of the suffix is up to your judgment. But after he gave a judgment, that's the psak. He can't change, he can't change his mind. That's the psak. So, first of all, midin, I think, is a grais. The Ran brings this down. Ein reutzen lachzer lo doit. We don't, and reutzen, I think, is going on chazal. That means, if we will assume that Rashi learned like the Ritvit, that the Gemara's kasha was, why did you have to give the dain on emunas? If the ashayla arises, what the psak was, let's go and make a new din Torah. So we'll see now what the psak is. So, since this psak is not a psak that is a clear-cut psak, which we have a shachant has that's glow, that this is the psak. It's a psak from a shikol adas of the dayim. And after that psak, we can't be chayz anymore. That's the psak. Lefikach ein reitzin. Lachzer lo doin. So, besten chazal doesn't, ein reitzin, that I think it means chazal. Chazal do not want Lachzer Lodoy. Shema Yatenu Libe Letzad Hasheni. We'll have a second in Torah. Could be by the second in Torah he'll be convinced that perhaps the person was closer to the second Tuvia. And Meikaradin, if there was already Psak that the first Tuvia wanted in Torah, So the second din Torah is worthless. So therefore, Chazal did not want to rely on a second din Torah, since there are possibilities and probabilities that the psak of the second din Torah could be different than the psak of the first din Torah. So therefore, Chazal gave him an emunis, kol man shoim din b'fon. Let us see Taisvis. Shuda the dining. Perish pekuntris, bedin she'ein toli betam. This is a din that's not dependent on svores of clear-cut svores of Rosh Mishpat. Ala kol afi ra'i seinei atayon. כהידי כסובס, דהו דה אומר נכסי לטוביה, ועושו תרי טוביה, שניים קרויבים, שניים שכנים, ואומר שודה דדיינה, צודה דפסקה שודה דדיינה, פרש, ומי שמסנדב לב הדיים מוימר, שזהו יאויה ויוסר, מזה לא זה נוסע. וכושר לרבינו תם, רבינו תם says, if shudah d'dayne works also with a cheshbon, I mean, it's not stam as a decision of the judge to give to who he feels like giving. It's a cheshbon that the judge is machriya, that mistomer he wanted to give to this tuvia. So fragt Rabbeinu Tam, Amaylem rina de nede ve ne deine, ve mistoma lo yapich sforos e rishayne. That means the first psak also was decided after an eon, after a birur advorem, who this person was closer to, which Tuvia was closer to. So why should I be afraid that by making a second psak, making a second din Torah, to be a fakel psak? Why should I say this? The same investigations in Birurim, which were the sibbe for the first psak, will come again. So the Pnei Yeshua for Emphas Rashi, he says as follows, the kivin she'en kan din gomo. There's no din gomo. Elo das noite. There was a das noite from the dayan. He felt his noite that mistame, he was closer to Tuviala. Efshe mishtane das adayin. So the das noite of the dayan can change machmas maduri milin. That means when you're chasing over, now the baladinim again chasing over all their tainis. So it could be the second time around, the other baladin realized how to present his case in a better oifen. The divras b'nei odom. So that means that since the din is built on adas, a shikol adas of the dayan, Ashikala Das is very unstable. Ashikala Das could change. So maybe that's how the issue of emphasis the first kasha of Tosfos and Rashi. Right. Now Tosfos has another kasha. There's another case that the Gemara speaks about Shudu Dedai. Perikama de Gitna Mrina. Heilech Mona Leploini. That Reuven made a shliach. Heilech Mona Leploini. To take over a Mona Leploini. Toni Chode. Na Holach Motsoi Shemeis. We found that he died. He's dead. The Ploini is dead. So the Baraisa says, Yachsaru Leyoshe HaMishalach. So you give back the money. He said, "Hey, lechmona leplayni." He's dead. So you give it back. Liyoshe mishalach. V'tanya idoch liyoshe mi shenishtal chulon. You give it to the yoshim of the mekabel. Now let us just say for 1 minute, there's around 5-6 days there the gemara, and let's just explain for 1 minute what the shaila is. So there are many shailas. One man the yamot heilach lav kischi. Heilach means deliver it to Pliny. That was the shlichus. Now Pliny died, so they had finished it. My shlichus was to deliver it to Pliny, and he's dead. So finished. So goes back to the mishalach. The mishalach also died. So go to the Yoshea mishalach. That's one man the yamot. Another man the yamot heilach kischi. Said heilach, I mean, didn't mean the delivery. It means be zeicheh right away. When he got it, he was zeicheh for the plainy, so it belongs to the plainy already. He's dead, so he should be yashin. That's one mouth. Second mouth. There's a third mahalach. I believe you say heilach lav kischi. But if the mishalach died, mitzvah lekayim divrei ha-meis. The meis wanted that Yana should get it. So mitzvah lekayim divrei ha-meis. So the yoshim should write to give it to the yoshim of plain. Another mandiyomah says, you don't say mitzvah lekayim divrei ha-meis. That's four mandiyomah. A fifth mandiyomah says, yachloiko, it's a very problematic shaila. Yachloiko. Vikan amru. There was the sixth mandiyomah that says, Masha yirtza shliach. Whatever the shliach, we tell shliach, whatever you want, do. So now Taisus does not bring down the whole Gemara, so we wouldn't understand it, but now we'll see Taisus. V'tanyi dech yash mishishtachlek, u'masik, and then the Gemara feels like, kan omru shudot. V'hosom, iyav shalafarish perish hakuntres. There you can't say Rashi's pshat. Now, by Emerson, by looking at this Taisus, we really don't understand pshat in Taisus, because Rashi in Gittin says his pshat. So Rashi says, what's pshat? The Moses, you say, should the dine. So Rashi says, so we'll tell the shliach, now, you have to decide how close was the mishalach to the mishnishtalchoi. Was he close with him? Was he not close with him? Was he close with the yoshim? Was it the napshoi? So mamela, all these shilas, should I say mitzvah lekayim divrei ha-meis, should I say heilach kisri? Are really dependent on the yachas between the noisen and the mekabel. So, you don't look at a neutral shulchan aruch with this machlokes. Look at this case. Now you understand this case. That's what you should do. So that's how Rashi says over there. And Taisvah says, oh, this gemara we see not like Rashi. Well, why does he not like Rashi? Rashi says over there the same thing. But that's pshat. However the shliach decides. So Taisus and Gittin explains the kash, because Loshen is Masha Yirtza HaShliach. Yirtza does not mean decide. Yirtza means whatever he wants to do, he does. That's the Taish Yirtza. So Memele, so you see, it's not the decision and the cheshbonus of the shliach. He does whatever he wants to do. Kach perish Rabbein Tam shuda the dine the chol ma she yirtza dain lasis yas. Whenever he wants, there are certain din Torahs which we do not have a shulchan aruch to guide us how to pass. We have no way of knowing how to pass. So the psak hakel the dain is a din of hefke bez and hefke. We'll see soon. So if the dain is confronted with such a case. And we don't have a shulchan aruch to paskin. So bezin paskins hefke bezin hefke. But there's a right. There's someone that was zeich and there's someone that's not zeich. That's true. But I'm not a baruach hakodesh and I have no guidelines how to figure this out. So in such a case, then shud the dain. Whatever the dain, that's the halacha. Hefke bezin hefke. Whoever the dain decides to give it to, that's the pshat. That's an Rabbeinu Tam. Kach pesha bein etam, shudda de dain. The chol ma she yirtza dain las is yaset. The hefke bezn ho ye hefke. The goes out hefke bezn, not out hashores, the way Rashi says. The shudda loshen hashloche. The word shudda means not hashore, no, it means throwing. K'may roma bayom, the metageminon shodi biyam. Period. V'raye l'peirish habein etam. Taisus says, I'll bring you a raya to the Rabbeinu Tam. A shudda de daine works with hefke bezin without cheshbonos. Mehi de perik mishoho yonosin. Gabi shnei shtore shoyu b'yoyim echad. Amor de kemaisa. A mother had a property, and she wrote two shtores on her property. The first star she wrote, she's giving it to one son. Second star, she wrote, she's giving it to the second son. Right? One star was written in the morning, one star was written towards evening. And now, the next day, it seems in that day, they both got the shtores. And the next day, so each one was happy. Well, Hashem, the mother knew to give the the karka too, and then so they come to Rav Sheshes, and both of them have a shtar. Each one has a shtar that was written, an authentic shtar that the mother had written, that the karka should belong to him. Also, Tavayu Kami to Rav Sheshes. So both came to Rav Sheshes. So who does it belong to? Va'agve Rav Sheshes l'chad minay. So Rav Sheshes went and gave it to one of them. The Gemara says, no, he gave it to the one that was written first. One shtar was written in the morning. Some of that was written first. But the mother wanted it should be given to him first. And some of it, so he was kainet. The mother changed her mind and wanted to give it to the second child, but he was kainet already. So that was known, that this shtar was written first. We have no idea when it was given, but it was written first. But it seems the other child was not happy with this psak. So these two brothers decided, we'll go. The second brother was not happy. He says, listen, we'll go to another rov. First brother was sure that he's right, so he has nothing with her. We'll go to another rov. Hoda also lekami de Rav Nachman. But by Leidach, Rav Nachman passed and belongs to the second brother. Yeah, so they told him, Rav Sheshes Paskin, it belongs to the first brother. Yeah. I'm coming to Rav Sheshes. I'll talk it out with Rav Sheshes. What cheshman did he have that it should belong to the first brother? Also lekami de Rav Sheshes. Omalei, my time over Ma'ochis, Rav Nachman says, what's the reason of your psak? Omalei, Mishum de Kodim, because it was written first. Perish, She'ech Meneshtois, Lichta Vavaykin. For Echot Be'ereb, so since it was written first, Omamele, so Memele, so it belongs to the first one. Omalei, so Rav Nachman asked Rav Sheshes, Oto bi Rishlayim Yosvinen Takos Vishoy. Do we live in Yerushalayim? In Yerushalayim they were very accurate, and the Shtar used to write what hour it should be called, what hour of the day. But in Bubble, there's no such thing as hours. They're just days. Yudalev Tavis. So since the hour is not written in the Shtar, so we assume that the das of the makna is that the seif hayoyim should be chal. Means if I did not bother to write as a precise time of the day in the shtar, so the shtar is first kind of seif hayoyim. So memela, so that was written first, given over first, it's worthless. That doesn't mean anything. Since there's no zmanim written in the shtar, shoyis are not written in the shtar, so the shtar is kind of seif hayoyim. So. Fine. I hear what you said. So I hear very good. I wanted to give the second one. The first one, the second one sits and learns. I wanted to give the second one. I gave the second one. That's the problem. Omalei, so Rav Sheshes said, they came to me first. I also passed. I want to give the first one. So the Gemara asked there two kashas. Let's bring down the first kasha. The second kasha, he asked him, you didn't pass on Shudda the Dine. You said before why you passed. You passed because you held he was kind and you're wrong at that. So that's the second kasha. Well, let's not go into that. Oh, but he asked him another kasha. He said, Omalei anat ano daine uma lav daine. I'm a dain, so I can say a psak of shuda the daine. You're not a dain. You're a rosh hashiva. You're not a dain. So mainly you can't say shuda the daine. What said you said shuda the daine? Who are you to say shuda the daine? As I say in the Gemara, so mainly so Rav Nachman told Rav Sheshes, you can't pass him with shuda the daine. You're not a dain. Ahash, the Sotaisu says, L'peirish Rabbeinu Tam Niche, Hotakoma no dain amal av dain. Because should the dain, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is have kebez and have kebez. That means, this is a din teure, that we have no way of paskening this din Torah, so the psak is hefke besen hefke, and it's up to the Dayan decide who he wants to give it to. We're not paskening din Torah, we're saying hefke besen hefke, and the Dayan gives it that is the psak in such a case. Whoever the Dayan wants to give it to, he gives it to. So this din of hefke besen hefke is only a din in abesen kavua, this din hefke besen hefke. So Rav Nachman told them, on Shudik, I can make a psak of Shudik the Dayan. You can make a psak. You're not a Dayan Kavua. Rav Nachman, oh, you're a Dayan Kavua. So Mamela, so that's pshat. So according to the Rabbi Tam, it's very good to come up. Aval a perish, a kuntus the perish, the besvore tol yemilse, Rashi learn pshat, that Shudik the Dayan is. That the Dayan has to try to figure out who the Noisen really wanted to give it to. That means it's a shikoladas. It's malon odayin kavua. So what does Rav Nachman say? I can say shuta the dayin kasama dayin kavua. Pshita the svoras Rav Nachman lahava difim the svoras Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman svoras many better than Rav Sheshes svoras. So memelus what pshat the gemara ando dayin eva at lav dayin. She's not a dayin. I can say it's such a good story like you're saying. So from this, the Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya to his pshat. Zog to Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman. Shloisho nemonim ala b'chor. Three people are nemon to say, let's say they're twins, to say which one was the b'chor. Elohim Chaya, the Miyaledes, who was there b'shas ma'isa. Oviv, the Imoy, the father and the mother. Chaya la'alta. Imoy kol shive, the first 7 days before the bris, the mother is Neman. Oviv lo'ilom. Kedisanya yakir. The Pasuk says, ke'acher ben sanuo yakir. Yakirenu la'acher. The word yakir means, it's a loshen hifil, that he should tell others, he should be mevare to others, who the prayer is. So we see the Torah gave an emonis on the father to be mevare, ki as a b'chir yakir. The father is an emonis to be mevare, the reisedik an emonis will see, to be mevare, who's the prayer. He can, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, nam an odom loyma, zebni prayer. He's not to say this one is the prayer. And then Rabbi Yehuda is Moisev, Ochashem Shanem Aleimer Zeb and Ibchoya, Kach Nem Aleimer Zeb and Drusha Bezem Ben Chalutz. He's also named to say that this is a personal child. He's a Ben Drusha, he's a Ben Chalutz, he's a Chol, he has an Amonis, we'll see Pshat the Mikan and Taisvis. Ochom im Aimrim Eini Nemon, and Rashi says Eini Nemon is going on the second day. Now what he's named to say, that, is that what the father's neman to say, that he's a b'chayr? No, it's Yake, you're right. But how is neman to say that he's as an apostle, a child, he's a cholo, that the chaman disagree. Let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi. Kol Shiva. What's the magic number of 7 days? Shadayin ein oviv makyadoi. The father does not really recognize him. Shloyotso mitachashida imoi likonis libris. It's a very interesting thing. The first 7 days, the mother's busy with the child. She doesn't let him out of her sight. She's nursing, she's vibrant, she's doing everything. So the father does not, in these 7 days, he doesn't have too much shaykhis, too much of a kesha with the child. So he's not Neman to say that this is the Bukhar. The child was with the mother the whole time, so they gave the mother the money. Mikan ve'eilach. But when it comes the time of the bris, mutol al oviv la kiroi kedersiv yakir. Then it would seem, from the Loshen of Rashi, a very interesting Loshen. Mutol al oviv la kiroi. It seems that's the father's obligation to identify the child, k'dachsiv yakir, that's his. So from the bris further, That's the yaker, that's his obligation, that's his privilege, and this is a deraisa dikinamonis, the namonis of the mother is rabona dikinamonis. It's very interesting, the Ayala Sashachas Ma'ira, hi, the mother's namonis is at rabona, like the chai is at rabona. The father's namonis is at deraisa. So he asks a very pertinent question. He asks, when it comes to the bris, so now already the father's, how does the father know which one is the prayer? The first 7 days he would say, yes, because why? Which one is the prayer? This is the prayer. So now the father knows it's the prayer. So he says, how could the father have an amonis de reise if the whole thing is based on the information he got from the mother? That's the whole basis. Chachamim Oimrim Einoi Ne'emon. Chachamim says not Ne'emon. Aben Grusha B'chalutzu the Pligi. He says on the second in the right. Now let us see Taisus. Shem Sh'odom Ne'ma Loimer Zeh B'ni B'chayr. This is the Kach Ne'ma Loimer Zeh B'ni Ben Grusha B'chalutzu. This is the memory of Rav Yehuda. Ve'im Taima Minol El Rav Yehuda Ho the Ne'ma Loimer Zebni ben Grusha b'chalutza. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this? Mishloim is Zebni b'chayr din hu sheyei ne'mon olam v'shimla b'toyv l'vlad. The Torah gave an emonis to the father. I have a posik yakir. As a b'chayr yakir. So the Torah said that the father is ne'mon to say who the b'chayr is. Now, whoever is the b'chayr gets a Pishnaim and the Yerusha. So this Hagada is a Toiva for the Bechayr. And the Pasuk says that the father is Nemon, I mean, if there is a Bechayr, he's Nemon to be made L'Toiva as a Bechayr. Fine, that's what it says in the Pasuk. Shaydei Ken, Yitel Pishnaim, Avol Poisloy, am I Nemon? But how could I jump to conclusions and make a Mamotzino? Just like he's Nemon to L'Toyva Sabcher, he's also Nemon Mahora. He's Nemon to your apostle. I mean, where do I see this Nemonis in the Torah? I only see a Nemonis on Bechor. So Taisus says two tzilus. V'yashloim eteret number one. V'hod Nemon loim ezebni Bechor Mayri. You don't know what the Pasuk is speaking about. Even though the Parsha is not the Parsha speaks about another case, Kilish Teinoshim Al Chasuva Vachasnua, but this posik, looking at this posik in all conditions, no circumstances, Ki Esab Bocher Yakir, the Torah said that the father is Nemoti Mimavara who the Bocher is. So this posik includes such a case. That there was 10 children in the family, and the father is fondly playing with the smallest child, and they ask him, why are you so fond of this child? They say, well, this is my prayer. So they start blinking, this is your prayer, and what's the other 9 children? So he says, Masko Yavin, this is my prayer. The other 9 children is not for me. This is my prayer, I'm telling you. So Memele, so if the father has an emonis to say that this is the Bechor, the Pasuk does not speak about certain circumstances. The Pasuk says he's Nemon to say who the Bechor is, even there by saying that this one is the Bechor, I'll be passing the first 9 children who we assumed all along were his children. Now I hear from the father that they're Mamzerim, and this is the Bechor. Filohi Nemon. So that's the Raya of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda learned that the Pasuk is very inclusive. Could be the Chachamim didn't learn like that. The Pasuk is speaking about only not when we're Hurzik that it's his children, he said it's not his children. But Rabbi Yehuda learned the pasuk speaking about b'cholay panim. So memele, so we see he's nemon to passel the other children also. Agavulche, from this Mahalach and Taisus, you see, Amayradik is ach, that there's a machlekes harishainim, a father's nemon to say that this is the b'chayim. Fine. There's a machlekes harishainim. This halacha that is nemon, is it speaking about that I know this is his child, and but the father's nemon to say, this is the b'chayim. That means, you're a father for sure. That's not the shayla. The shayla is which one is the b'chayim. You're nemon to say the b'chayim. But let's say we're walking in the street and we pass by someone and say, oh, that's my b'chayim. We don't have the faintest idea that you're the father. So it could be that this is a machlekes rishayim. Other rishayim hold the father b'chayim isn't nemon. You're only nemon on your children. You're nemon on your children to be mevara, which is the b'chayim. Another rishayim hold that a father is nemon to say, and anyway, this is my b'chayim. Machlekes rishayim. But over here we see from Taisviz that to passel, I don't have to passel my children. I'm saying by saying they're not my children, I'm not a father, and I'm nemon to passel. Who are you to passel? But I'm nemon to say, since I'm nemon to say who my children are. So even though that lies in the nemonus of a father, that a father can be mevara who his children are, and in other words, he can say who are not his children. So lamaisa, he's passeling other people because they're not his children. That's the first malachim place. But Rabbeinu Eliyahu mefores, when Eliyahu says another pshat, behind the time of the nemon. We're back to the kasha. Where do we see that a father has an emonis? Where do we see that a father has an emonis to pass? In the time of the nemon, we should perceive kesabcher ben snua yakir. Amrinen lael snua ben Yisrael. The Gemara darsh in this pasuk. What does it mean snua? A snua ben Yisrael. Kloima shehi bela. That there's a la snua ben Yisrael. V'koi Yaker atavayu. Yaker shehu b'chayr. That means the ki b'chayr Yaker ki ben snua Yaker. That means a father can come and say, and this child is a ben snua. Two different emonis. Ki b'chayr Yaker ki ben snua Yaker. That's what will be the oath. Snua ben Yisrael kloima shehi b'lav. That's the type snu minasa. The koi yakir atavayu. Yakir shehu becher. The yakir shehu ben grusha bechalutze. He's nemo to say that he's a, I'll tell you who his mother was. The snu minasa well. Bechay matosi bi Yerushalmi. So Behemison, the posik is speaking about two distinct halachas. Ki a becher yakir, ki ben snu a yakir. That means the two is an amonis to say who's a b'chayr. It's an amonis to say that he's a ben snu. The svara of Rabbi Yehuda, is the svara of Yehuda is that the pasuk is speaking about two amonis. Oho de koma kishen. So, what's on Rabbi Yehuda kishen? Just like his name, it's not just like. I mean, there's two different psukim. B'chayr yakir, b'chayr yakir. The pastor, the call, mash, the call, it's very a chorus, b'chayr. The pastor, the pastor, by stories, that's not these two different accounts. So Rabbi Yehuda said, just like you understand, b'chayr yakir, so when it's new yakir, is also an amonis. And yet, Rashi said that, chamim achay lekan Rabbi Yehuda, this likuz. Zuck the Gemara weiter. But we hear in the Mishnah, Abishol Hayakaire Lishtuki Biduki. Abishol, so we hear there's a Shtuki. Shtuki is, you know, a Shtuki is a child, we know the mother was, we don't know the father was. And Ikaradin, it's a Sophic Mamza. And which is Mutter Lakol, Mutter Mamza, Mutter Lakol, and Ayla also be yuchsin that the Chazal asked. Look at the Gemara, and the Mishnah says further, Abishol yekoyre lishtuki beduki. Abishol called a shtuki a beduki. My beduki. What is the title beduki? What does it mean, beduki? Investigate. We ask the mother. We're not so naive. And we go over to the mother and we ask the mother, who's the father? And if she says, so that means, Abishol is saying, in other words, you're saying shtuki. No, the Bible speaks to me. Probably go to the psalmic call. It's not as bleak as you make it. We can ask the mother, call the mother, and we'll ask the mother who the father is. And if she says that the father was a kosher, so he's kosher. Kiman, Kiram Gamliel. So it comes out, Abishol holds like Kiram Gamliel. So the Gemara says, we have already a Mishnah. That's the Machlokes of Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And if the mother says, Lakosha Nivalti, if we believe the mother, Nisnan, Oysam Uberes, Omru Lo, Mativoi Shalubelzeh. We asked her, what is the Yichas of this? Omru Lahem, Mish, Ployne. She tells the name of the person, the Kohen of Yisuviuches. Is Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Leza, Imrim Nemenes. Rabbi Yeshua, Imer, Loimi Pio, Onochai. Vama Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmul, Aloha, Kram Gamliel. So finished. So we have already a Mishnah in Ksupis. Rabbi Gamliel says, Nemenes. So what is Abishol saying? So what's the problem? Abishol holds like Ram Gamliel. What's the problem? So let us see Rashi. Rashi, Shavoit Kines Imoi, B'nemenes, Keman Kram Gamliel, B'tmiyitz, what's the Kashi? Lomo Leila Rebbe L'misnaye L'plukte B'trei Duchte. Why did Rabbeinu HaKodesh have to bring down this Shaila that the mother is Nemon in two different Mesechtes? Lisle, Abashol also holds a Kram Gamliel. Fine. That's no problem. That means we hear that Mishnah Ksubis, Rabbi Kiva says, if they asked her who the father was, and she answered. So it's finished, so it's good. The Kainu, Klaimim Yuchasu. So that's the Gemara's Kash. The more answers, Choda Laharsha Bo, the Choda Laharsha Bemita. That means, there's two Shailas. When we're asking the Shail of the Boyal, it's Negeya, two people. It's Negeya her. It's Negeya her. Is she Mutalakuna? You have to know, she was Mazana. Now, if a Mamza was Boyalah, so she's Pasalakuna. If a Kasha was Boyalah, she's Kasha Lakuna. So we have to know this. In her, we'll put on Cheskes Kashrus. She was kosher till now to Kunir. She says she's still kosher. So we're still on Cheskes Kashrus. So that's the Mishnah in Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel is speaking about her. We believe her, because she is a Chazokin. Abishol is speaking about the child, the Shtuki. No, the Shtuki, the child that was born, doesn't have a Cheskes Kashrus. He was born, I don't know. is he a Mamzer? He's not a Mamzer, he's a Kosher, not a Kosher. We'll see. So Memela, so she says, I'm telling you he's a Kosher. So that's Abishol's Chiddush. Abishol is speaking about the child. So, fine, Shalom Ha'isa. Choda lahar shebo, b'choda lahar shebo. So Gamliel is Marshal Bo, Alter Cheskes Kashrus, And Abashol is machsher afilu the blood, and we'll see in a minute why he's machsher the blood. So the Gemara says, fine. Honichel amanda omer divi amachsher bo apoisel bepita. There is a machlekes and ksubis. According to Rabban Gamliel, what's the din lagabi the blood? So one man the omer says, the blood is like a posel. But divi amachsher bo apoisel bepita, because of this cheshbet. She has a cheskes kashrus. The blood doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. So fine. So he said a beautiful tenet. So Rabban Gamliel was, and Ksubis is speaking about her. Abishol is speaking about the blood. So it's two different sugyas, two different mesechtes, two different mandiyon. Hello, the mandiyon, modi beha marsha bo marsha bebito. But there's a mandiyon in Ksubis that says Rabban Gamliel holds the blood is also kosher. So memele, so my osa lashminon. So what is Abishol telling us? So Abishol is like Rabban Gamliel. So we're back to the old kasha. So Rabban Kodesh should have brought down in Ksubis v'chainam Abishol. So the Gemara says that Abishol adifa mida Rabban Gamliel. Abishol is better than Rabban Gamliel. Di mei hosam abamine hosam deroiv ksheirim etzlo. There it's speaking about a pnuya. There we're speaking about a pnuya. And the shaila is who the boil was. So there's roiv ksheira metzla. Avol heicha the roiv psula metzla. But what if an arusa? What if an arusa became this abba? And we ask her, who was the boil? And she says, the orus. So here, this roiv psula metzla. I mean, she's right. But I mean, the chances... of psul are roiv that the child is a mamz. Aleichet the roiv psul ametzla emoloi tzriche. So now you have to say afilu ba roiv psul ametzla. That's the chiddush of Abishol. Namarov aloche ka Abishol. Now they bring down Rabbi Magid and Aran. Let's say a very interesting pshat in Abishol. Why do we believe the Isha? So they say such a pshat that Meikar Adin is partial. Our Mishnah speaking about Shtuki. So Meikar Adin, what is he? He's a Safik Mamsa. Safik Mamsa is also Mutan. Mamsa Badek, like Mamsa Safik. So the whole Shaila is another Rabbon on the Kedin. No! Another Rabbon on the gave the mother and the mother. Finished. That's how they Mavai Abshat and Abishol. Abishol wasn't such a liberal maker, and then the Rabbon on the Kedin. She says that it's a kosher. No, we gave on the mother. So, others ask a kasha on this Mahalach, fine. But Abishol was speaking about Roy Psulim Etzlo. Roiv psula metzlo lachayre. Roiv says he's a mamza. Here lachayre your cheshbon doesn't work because Roiv says it's a mamza. She says can I get the Roiv? Fine, but if the whole nemona so lachayre, what would be tala mirosa meoch yebe Roiv? Roiv is mevarer that it's a mamza. So why is she nemo? So on this kasha, the Shmaitzer wants to say. We had mentioned this once already, but the Shmaitz wants to say, and this kasha, beautiful teretz, he says that no, that Rambam held afilu aroiv by an arusa, it's also called a sofik. That means if you have aruba de isek amon, that means there are 1,000 people in the world, and one of these 1,000 people was boyova. Could be the husband, the oris, could be 999 other people. But this din, this din that I assumed that it was roiv, this is a suffix with an anhoge. Snapshot, I know that roiv did it. Don't know anything. There was one boil, and that boil could have just as well been the daughters like any other person. But there's a halachi, you go basa roiv, it's still called mamza suffix. So mina teiretz mutter, and then only the rabbana, mina rabbana, we gave her the mamza. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Sheboitkin, Sheboitkin is him of the man is Kmakam Gmil. Mit mir, Lamalei, Le Rebbe, Le Misnaye, Le Pukti, Betrei Dukti, Lisna Hada Bishol, Hosmechene Abishol, Lemekin Bo. The Koinu Kamichus, Yachoda Lahar Shimbo. Am Gamliel, the Loya Mino, Elo La Atzma. Am Gamliel only believed him, Gabi yourself. Shaloi nischalalo min atrume, avloi lahach shaloi seyubo. Shimbasi loitinosei lekoin, apu sholmach sharap tebitoi, abas nisen af peblat koi shahushtuki. Now, we have to be elach, and we learn Rashi. We see that Rashi did not learn, like we mentioned before, the shitas of Amagid and Ran, that the nemonis is because minatayre ashtuki is kosher, and it's only a rabbon that gave her nemonis, because Rashi seems the shals gabi kohuna also. Rashi says the whole esek that apabite abushol machsher apabite that the asher isu basi letinose lekoi. So Rashi when he's speaking about isuri kohuna, declaring maybe the child is possible a kuna. That's what we are claiming a child. So memela in kuna, we don't have this klal of mamza vadav le mamza sofik. Yeah. So lachere, it would be preferable to say, that's what they say this, that Rashi held that that is the svara of the Mekilin. Taka, the child doesn't have a chazoka, but since the Gabi heard the chazoka is mevara that she was not nivul from a puzzle and she's kosher lakuna, so Mamela, this will help the Gabi the child also. Or with a tziruf of tainus bori, there's different mahalchim to understand Rashi. Nichalaman da omer pekamatik subit, di maosma minan milech and rei psheremetz. Kigoin pnuya, v'roi v'ir mesiyin lekohuna. Havaleichet, Rashi again speaks about kohuna, Havaleichet, v'roi psul metzlke, n'arus v'im as v'norisu. V'roi pnuya, v'ein roi v'ir mesiyin lekohuna. So memele, so that is why, that is the cheshbin of Abishol. Abishol's meikol apun tachetzir. Let it just see Taisus. He must have been on a milechid or a ksheirem etzlo. Kigoyim pnuya. Roi vahir mesin lekohune. Vim taima. Amai loi porech. Laman da omak subis. Laman da marsher. Marsher afilu baroi psulam etzlo. This one my domus of the koit ram gamliyo. We marsher afilu baroi psulam etzlo. Ayos abishol ashmine. However, we're back to the Kasha, the Layla, Mr. Milsad, Abishol, Gabai Milsad, Amulil, the Ksubis. To the part, Besom of Mandel, Maliba, Makshaba, Makshaba, Bito. He said, there's a Mandi Omar that says, Amulil was Makshaba, but Epsula Metzla. Shlaima, the Masnisan, Dorsum, Lashmina, Amgumil, Midi, Epsula, but Epsula. Kiimi, Barai, said the Maisi, Hosso. The Raya, the Amgumil's Makshaba, Epsula, is from a Barai. Zu eide shishik sheir, alo, chenzer shmin, en hoche milse da bishol. Ala divre, machshe be bito, shamin en shape min mishle, os mi de tona, rui me da beres, vareisa mo beres, tu keises, chad laf shibo, vachad laf shibo bito, kidi so osa. So Taisvis says, afilu, bezaman di omar, ksubis, that says, according to a gulil, is machshe afilu barai psula metzlo, that only a baraisa. But there is no Mishnah that says Klod Rabliu was Mater Afilu Barei Psulim Etzlo. So Mamel, that is why Rabbeinu HaKodesh brought down Abishol to tell us this Chiddush that Afilu Barei Psulim Etzlo, Abishol holds that she's a menace.